Tonight we have another exceptional guest speaker lined up to pour into you and your Legal Shield business. This lady is a $300,000 income earner from South Carolina and a very dynamic speaker. To give her a proper introduction and to begin our call, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to a $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, your host for tonight's call, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you on?
I am, Dad. Is it coming clear on your end?
It is, but I apologize, Jeremy, if there's some background noise. For some reason we can't mute every line out tonight, so you may have to ask people to individually mute, okay?
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. What an exciting time in the world of Legal Shield, and especially on the More Success team. Like my dad just said, before we get into the call, just so all this recognition is been able to be heard from all of you all, if you just hit the mute button on your cell phone. Just reach right up right now and hit the mute button, and so that we make this as clear as possible to be able to absorb all the nuggets that we're going to receive a little bit later. But I'm excited to kick things off tonight because another newsletter came out earlier this week or yesterday, and again, the More Success team was well represented. I want to give a couple of quick shout-outs to the top premium riders and all of Legal Shield last week from the great state of New Mexico. Miss Joan Buckner was recognized, as well as another six-figure ring earner out of the great state of Georgia, Miss Lisa Streeter. So congratulations to Joan and Lisa. Great job on being recognized as the top premium riders in all of Legal Shield last week. Also on the top recruiter list, give a quick shout out to Javier Mendoza out of the great state of Washington. Washington is just killing it. You guys are doing a phenomenal job, and congratulations, Javier, for being one of the top recruiters in all of Legal Shield last week. I believe that's four consecutive weeks now that we've had the state of Washington represented from the More Success team on the top recruiters, so great job. I believe I heard on the call the number one recruiter in all of Legal Shield last year, Mr. Brett Robbins, jump on. So congratulations, and thanks for getting on the call tonight, Brett. But before we get into things, just a couple of quick housekeeping notes. You know, the PC bundle bonus is in full effect. You want to explode your PC, your PC Pro qualifications, take advantage of the PC bundle bonus during the month. We've got a couple of weeks left to do that, and that's just simply adding ID Shield, both the regular and the three bureau, to the legal plan. By doing that, you know, you just have that multiplier effect as far as your PC qualifications, your Performance Club qualifications, whether it's PC or PC Pro. So there's no reason for not if you've been in PC, you're a consistent PC qualifier, you know, with the PC bundle opportunity, there's no reason not to be PC Pro this month, just because of that, the multiplying effect by just simply adding that ID Shield membership to the legal plan. So take advantage of that, guys. I've looked at, as a matter of fact, I've got the report up now. We've got over 125 of you guys already qualified for Performance Club already this month. Fantastic way to start the month off right. I just want to challenge you all. If you've qualified, reach down in your organization. Who can I help this week? Who can I help next week? PC and PC Pro. That $120 worth of premium and bringing on that one new recruit. We put it out through Ellis Engage last week. It's also up on our team Facebook site. The breakout tickets are available now for the team breakout session in Dallas. So when you guys made that decision to register for Dallas, go on the team Facebook site and go ahead and register for your breakout ticket on Sunday. It'll be Sunday morning. All the details, the room number, location, all that is on the team Facebook page. But click on that link and go ahead and get those breakout tickets beforehand. We'll give you a little break if you do it now. If you wait to do it at the door, it's going to be a little more expensive. So take advantage of that. Get those breakout tickets done tonight. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. If you're on the line and you haven't made that commitment to go to Dallas, you need to be in Dallas. Dallas is where it's at. Dallas is where the magic happens. You know, it's truly the pinnacle event and in the world of Legal Shield, you've got to be in Dallas in April. There's no getting around it. If you see this as an opportunity for you whatsoever, Dallas has got to be your destination. I heard somebody I used to learn from a long time ago. He said the only reason why you shouldn't go to a national convention is because of the because there's a funeral and it should be your own. It's a critical element. You want to advance your learning curve 12 months in Legal Shield, you'll be in Dallas. So when you make a commitment, you get your ticket to Dallas, make sure you get a breakout ticket as well. But right now, I've kind of given everyone time to get online. I hope you all have a notepad handy. Take some really good, diligent, copious notes because we're in for a treat tonight, guys. Her and her husband, they built a massive organization. That spans all across North America. They're millionaire club members. They're on the top platinum world council. They are ring earners. They're chairman of the Lady of Justice. And the time that Stephanie and I got to spend with her and her wonderful husband John in Malta is priceless. So I'll cherish those memories forever. So please help me welcome right now my friend Miss Elizabeth Gardner to the call. Elizabeth?
Right here, Jeremy. Thank you so much. And we did have a blast in Malta. Some of the people on this call should choose to join us sometime on one of those trips. I'm so excited to be on with you tonight and appreciate so much the leadership that the Moore family has had in this company since well before I arrived and all that your family has done for my family throughout the years. It's just been a blessing. And as everyone was introducing themselves, I've got a lot of friends on this call and a lot of people I really look up to and admire and appreciate. And so I just appreciate, you and Stephanie so much and Randy for y'all and allowing me to be on the call tonight. I will talk a little bit about Laser Justice at the end, but I'm literally going to go through a few things I just want you to consider. I'm going to go through 7 points. So I'm hoping most of you do have a pen and paper handy tonight for this call. And as Jeremy just said, when you start thinking about Dallas, we're less than 60 days away. I'll tell you, the first time I ever went to Dallas, my husband and I, of course, own 6 law offices. He's an attorney. My background's in marketing. And we had 6 offices. It was 2 weeks. We joined the company 2 weeks after we had opened the doors to our 6th office, just to show you how this was not part of the plan we had for our future. But about 6 weeks after we joined was our first convention. And I went to that convention, and I'll tell you what happened. We had barely made it to the floor. We weren't in the nosebleeds. We had barely made it to the floor at that particular event. But I will tell you, what happened was everything I thought was possible when I signed on that dotted line to become a Legal Shield associate, and I saw the future, my future life, the one I actually get to live now. I saw a glimpse of that when I signed that paper. It became real when I went to the convention because I saw people who were living it. I learned the information I needed to be able to achieve it. I found the mentors I needed to give me the guidance, everything I needed to learn, especially the belief that it was possible, I got at that first convention. I cannot imagine how different my life would look if I had chosen not to go or if I had found a way to go.
Let me see what the wait time is to order.
Whoever's speaking about the wait time, if you could mute your phone, that would be awesome. But I will tell you, it made all the difference in the world in my business. And I think it's how I've lived the blessed life that I've lived over the last 21 years with this company. And so you've got enough time, whatever you need to do, reach out to your upline. You can figure out the transportation. You can figure out the room. You can figure out how to sell enough memberships. You can figure out how to find the money to be there, because that investment, which is what it is an investment in your future, and it will pay off every time you make it. when you make that investment in one of our international conventions. So I hope I get to meet many of you there. But I really want to talk about some ideas tonight and concepts that I hope will help you really take your business to the next level. And as I said, I have 7 points, so you'll know when I'm getting close to the end. So I want to start off with the first one. And the first one is invert your thinking. And what do I mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. Many of us believe that we were recruited into Legal Shield, that you know, somebody came to us and presented us with Legal Shield, and we chose to join, right? Here's where I want you to invert your thinking. I want you to believe that Legal Shield chose you, because it did. If you think about all the people that you walk past every day that you choose not to share this with, that you choose not to send an invitation to, I mean, Darnell Self right this minute is doing a presentation. And hopefully many of you have invited people to hear that. But some of you chose not to. And so Legal Shield did choose you. It sought you out. It chose you out of the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people out there for this to be your future, for this to be whether it's the mission of the company, whether it's the creating that financial future that you want for yourself, whether it's the equal justice that we provide for every one of our members and the empowerment we provide for every one of our members, it chose you. You connected to that message. So stop thinking that, you know, you chose Legal Shield, therefore you can unchoose Legal Shield. That's not true. Legal Shield chose you. I want you to invert your thinking when it comes to that, because when you believe that Legal Shield chose you, you can create the future that you saw when you became an associate. Every person who I've ever met who has that idea that this is my home, this company chose me, creates that future for them, their family. Over the last 2.5 years, many of you know my husband has been going through you know, cancer treatments. I'll tell you, when we first signed up, the reason we signed up was so that we both could stop working 80 and 90 hours a week and actually raise our own family. It took us 3 years to create that, to make that happen. I will tell you, 21 years later, the last 2.5 years we've been going through cancer. You know, whether I have been in a different country with him getting treatment, whether I have been in a different state, whether I have been waiting outside of an operating room, whether I have been waiting outside of a radiation treatment or sitting beside him through a chemotherapy or an immunotherapy treatment, whatever it has been, Legal Shield has paid us every single solitary day that we have been on this journey. So you join for one reason, and then what happens is once you fulfill that why, it switches, and you go to the next one, and you go to the next one, and then you go to the next why. And so we're on like our fifth why now because this company keeps evolving in our lives. It keeps choosing us to take the next step. All right, number two, magnify your unfair advantage. Now here's what I want you to get. When I say magnify your unfair advantage, number one, I want you to understand you have an unfair advantage. Okay, I'm going to give you some statistics for those of you who like statistics. The network marketing industry is a $182 billion industry. $182 billion industry, the network marketing industry is. The legal industry is a $288 billion industry. We are in both of those spaces. So the legal industry is a $288 billion industry. The network marketing industry is only a $182 billion industry. Every time someone buys a $49.90 plan, think about this. Think about where this exists anywhere else in the world. Every time somebody buys a $49.90 plan, the company's going to pay out over $300 every time someone buys a plan. Where else in the world do you get compensated more than what someone paid to buy the product? we have over 50,000 people earning residual income in legal shit. 50,000 people who did something once. See, if you're new on this call, what you may not understand, which I did not understand before I learned about leveraged income and residual income, was I used to work in retail. And when I worked in retail, I would work for 2 weeks. I'd get my paycheck. And unless I invested some of that money, normally I'd cash it or put it in my bank account, and it was gone. And you know what? I would never see any more income from that 2 weeks' worth of effort that I put in. But see, this is completely different. You've got over 50,000 people earning residual income from not work they did today, not work they did yesterday, not the work they did last month, work they did years ago that they are still getting paid on today. If you've read some of our research that we've had done by independent researchers, you also understand, it's also in our new briefing, that 60% of the people who learn that this product exists say, if I knew it existed, I would buy it. Now, we're at 2 to 3% market penetration. 2 to 3% market penetration. Think about how many millions of dollars, billions of dollars our company has paid out with us getting to 2 to 3% market penetration, and yet 60% of the people out there say they would buy it if they knew the product existed. Now, listen, I've been in this business 21 years. I understand that sometimes we get on a streak where we are talking to all the 40%ers who say they aren't interested. I get that. But some of us, especially the people on this team, are on a streak where they're only talking to 60%ers because y'all are having an explosion of ring earners. You're having an explosion of people who are the top producers in the company. Why? Because they are talking to the 60% of people who say, absolutely, I want that product. It makes sense to me. Think about Apple. Half the people on this phone, I bet, have Apple. Half the people on this phone probably have an Android. It might be a little different. But are both companies successful? Yes. We don't have to have 100% of the people say yes. We just have to have enough people say yes. Now, here's what I also want you to understand. Our attorneys in the last year have collected or saved our members $132 million. $132 million. Those people that sometimes you might feel guilty sharing Legal Shield with, our attorneys collected or saved $132 million for them because someone cared enough to share the Legal Shield membership with them. Right now we have the largest Fast Start bonuses in history. $300 when you go out and protect two families and bring one person on board, or go out and protect four families with our family legal plan and our family ID Shield plan, and you're going to get paid commission plus get a $300 bonus. And then when you go out and protect eight families with our dual protection plan and you recruit three people, you're going to get another $500 bonus because that puts you at manager, three associates, and protecting eight families with our dual plan puts you at manager. You're going to collect another $500. You're going to collect $800 in your first 45 days in addition to the commission that you're going to earn. Think about what kind of opportunity. That's when I say magnify your unfair advantage. This is what I'm talking about. This is why you have an unfair advantage. And this is why that unfair advantage is important. 75% of all millennials have a side hustle. 75% of all millennials have something they do outside of their regular job to earn an income. So when I'm saying you have an unfair advantage, that's what I'm talking about. How much work do you think somebody has to put in to earn the kind of money I just talked about driving Uber or, you know, doing something else on the side? But here's the other surprising statistic. 50% of all baby boomers have a side hustle, have something they do outside of work to earn additional income. Think about that. That is the people you are looking for are looking for you. If you understand the unfair advantage you have with the kind of market potential we have, with the kind of income we pay out, with the kind of residual income we have, knowing that 60% of the people are going to want our product when they know about it, that we've saved our members just in the last year over $132 million. They can earn all of those Fast Start bonuses. And I'm in the middle of that generation. I'm not a baby boomer, and yet I'm not a millennial. I'm halfway in the middle. And there are tons of people in my category looking for something to do outside of their regular paycheck as well. So you have the unfair advantage of having the exact opportunity that they are looking for if you just go share it with them. Now, here's number three. Be maniacal in your belief. What does that mean? It means you have got to be absolutely convicted, unwavering, and committed in your belief in this company. And here's 3 points I want you to write down. You don't need to wait for anybody's permission to be successful. You don't need to manufacture more time. See, that's one of the greatest myths. I don't have time. Well, let me tell you something. You've got the exact same amount of time as Beyonce, as Bill Gates, as whoever else you can think of that has created the life they want. You have the exact same 24 hours that they do every single day. So you don't need to manufacture more time. You might need to move some things around. Think of, here's the last thing, and then I'll make another point. You don't need everyone to join your journey. We don't, you know what? I don't need everybody to say yes. I just need enough people to say yes. And so don't get so caught up in who says yes and who says no. Get more caught up in getting out there and doing the work. Believe in the work. Believe in the system. The system will take care of the numbers. I don't care whether one person who says yes and who says no. I just need enough of them to say yes, and they do. I have enough people that say yes. On a regular basis, I have enough people to say yes, as long as I'm out there doing my part, which is sharing the message with other people. I want you to remember, if it has been done, it can be done. And there's a lot, if you look at what the people in this company have accomplished, whether it's you want Brian Carruthers' cars, or you want to build the, you know, orphanage that the Amelias have built, or you want to retire your parents like so many other people in this company have done, or retire your spouse or whatever, you look at every kind of person, it's been done in this company. And if it has been done, it can be done. But here's the second part. If it can be done, it can be done by you. Because you can learn the skills. See, there used to be this belief that leaders were born. But we know in 2020 that is no longer true. We know that people can learn what they need to learn to become who they need to become to have the kind of life that they want to have. So it does not matter where you start. It only matters that you stay on the journey to get where you want to be. And that's where I come to point number four. Point number four is be like Mike. Now, what in the world could I mean, be like Mike? Well, I'll tell you. My father graduated from the University of North Carolina. And so I went to every football game and every basketball game growing up was ever played in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So I watched Michael Jordan play all the way through college. And so when I say be like Mike, what do I mean by that? Here's what I mean. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. When most people hear that, here's what they think. They think Michael Jordan's high school basketball coach was an idiot. Well, here's what I want to tell you. That's not true. Michael Jordan wasn't good in high school. Because he was cut from his basketball team, he started practicing. He started trying. He started playing. every pickup game he could, every practice he could go to, everybody he could learn from. He started building his knowledge. Then he built his belief. Then he built not only his confidence, he built his competence in basketball. And now, I know it's debatable as to whether he's the greatest player of all time, so I'm not going to say that he is, but he's certainly up there with them, of whoever you think is. So when I say be like Mike, that's what I'm saying. Build your knowledge. Build your belief. Build your competence and your confidence. Instead of saying it's impossible, I want you to say it's possible. I want you to say I'm possible, because you can learn what you need to learn to be successful as you want to be in this business. Number five, I want you to be unreasonable. Brian Carruthers talks about the man who, if he understood residual income, he'd run through a brick wall to get it. And for those of us who have residual income, we understand. I didn't understand before I had it, had no clue what it was, didn't know what it would feel like, didn't know what life would look like. But now that I do, he's absolutely right. You'd absolutely run through a brick wall to get it. But to quote Mr. Frank Acoin, nothing extraordinary was ever accomplished by being reasonable. We have to be unreasonable to accomplish and live an unreasonable life. If you want an average life, you don't have to be unreasonable. You can be very reasonable. You can be very realistic. You can set very realistic goals. You can even scale them back and live just a fine life. But you can have more than that here if you choose to have more than that here. Number six is a question. Did curiosity kill the cat? Now, I'm being cute here, because really what I'm saying is you have to keep being curious. You have to keep growing. You have to keep learning. You have to keep contributing. You have to keep becoming your better self. You know, I heard someone say the other day, I think it might have been Brene Brown when I was listening to one of her books, and she said, you know, I think it's silly to ask children what do they want to be when they grow up, because what you're inferring is that the growing up process ends. And we know that the growth process never ends. You're continuously learning. You're continuously growing. It's why we read personal development. It's why we read 10 pages a day. It's why we plug into calls. It's why we go to conferences, because we want to be a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. We want to grow a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And every one of the things that we do contribute to that, because here's what we have learned, and I have certainly learned for myself, is that what I knew, the quote is, what you know now will not always be true, because you will at some point learn that your old beliefs are untrue. But you have to have new knowledge to ever understand that maybe a belief that you're holding right now is what's holding you back. Because what you know right now, think about the stuff you knew 5 years ago, or the stuff you believed was true 10 years ago, the stuff you believed was true 20 years ago. You know now that stuff was not true. Well, let me tell you something. You've got as much of that in your future as you have in your past. As we continue to grow, you're going to continue to learn that what you know now is not true. You're going to go to Dallas and be sitting in that seat, and something you believe to be true, someone else who has achieved what you want is going to step on that stage and say something, and they're going to challenge that belief, and that's going to be the one thing you needed that's going to take your business to a completely different level. But if you're not sitting in the room, the person who brings that information home to you may not know that that's what you needed to hear. So you have to be sitting in the room, because of all the dozens and dozens and dozens of people that are going to be on stage at this event, How does anyone know what's the one thing you need to hear that's going to change everything for you? So you have to be there. And the number seven, which is the last and final thing, is to hike your mountain. Every one of us has a challenge in our life. We first have to identify it, and then we have to conquer it. We have to hike our own mountain. Now, I'll tell you, I know some of you may like Rachel Hollis. Some of you may not. She's the girl that wrote Girl, Wash Your Face, which I think is a pretty awesome book. But anyway, she talks about, if you follow her at all, she talks about her and her husband, and I actually think it's a mountain in Utah, for those of y'all who are in Utah and out that area. They hiked a mountain 13 times in, I think they have 36 hours to hike the same mountain 13 times. And it's the same height as Mount Everest when you hike this particular mountain 13 times. And she said, you know what? It's just, she said, once you've done that, once you have conquered something that large, it raises your belief on everything you can conquer. And so what I'm saying to you is, when an obstacle shows up in your business, go after it. Charge it. Hike your mountain. Here's why. Because as soon as you conquer it, you now know you have bigger arms. You now know that the next challenge you're ready for. You now know if there's a bigger challenge, you can be ready for that. Regardless of what it is, you can have it. John and I made the decision to be on Platinum World Council 30 days before he was diagnosed with cancer. 30 days. We had no idea that was coming. I mean, he was fine. He got a knot on his neck. They told him a saliva gland in his mouth was clogged. He felt fine. We were doing fine. We said, we're going for Platinum World Council. 30 days later, we're sitting in a doctor's office, and he says, you know, John, you've got cancer, and we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to take out your, some of the inside of your mouth. We're going to take out all the lymph nodes around your neck. We might have to take out part of your tongue, you know, all this kind of stuff that, you know, nobody in the world ever wants to hear. And we're just sitting there going, are you kidding me? You told me this was a stopped up saliva gland. But here's the thing. My husband said two things. First thing was, he said, all right, Elizabeth, this is good. Let's go figure out what's good about it, which is what he always does. He always looks at something and says, this is good. Now let's go figure out what's good about it, because the blessing will always come. You know, the blessings come through every challenge, and if you're looking for them, they come faster than when you're not looking for them. The second thing is he says, have our goals changed? Meaning, have we changed our goals because of this diagnosis? Have we changed our mind about, because this new mountain is in front of us, have we changed our mind about our goal of being on Platinum World Council? And we both looked at each other and we said, absolutely not. We're going to conquer cancer, and we're going to conquer Platinum World Council, and we're going to do them at the exact same time. And so whatever shows up in your life just teaches you how to grow, how to embrace what's happening, and know it's not fun. Sometimes life throws a lot of crap at you that isn't fun, but what it teaches you is what you're capable of if you hike your mountain, whatever that is that shows up in front of you. Because if you are unaware of your potential, you are less likely to unearth your own greatness. So, Moore's family, I want to thank y'all for allowing me to be on tonight. I am excited about being here. I am excited about seeing all of you in Dallas. Of course, Ladies of Justice, I'm excited about, because I'll tell you, we are taking women and we are focused on building female leaders in our company. And we are having, of course, our Ladies of Justice event. It's not a breakout. It's a Ladies of Justice event that's starting at 1 o'clock with a social. The Thursday before convention, so you can invite guests to that. You can stay for our training. Then we'll be going to the ED Gala, you know, staying, you know, all day Friday and Saturday. And the first thing my mentor told me when I started this business was, Elizabeth, don't ever leave a convention before Sunday night, because that's when the magic happens. You've got to go to the wrap-up. You've got to hang out with the leaders, and you've got to be in the room when the important decisions are made, and it happens all weekend. You can't ever leave early. So you just said your tickets were for sale. I would encourage everybody, go on that website and get your ticket, because I will tell you, with what they're going to roll out at this convention, you will want as much knowledge, as much information, as much insight as to what they're going to tell you, because it's going to be a game changer. Mark my word, this convention 2020, the first week in April, is going to change everything for Legal Shield. And for those of us who recognize Legal Shield chose us, and this is our future. So, Martin, thank you. I'll turn it back over to you.
Outstanding job, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for pouring into us tonight. I mean, absolutely powerful, powerful stuff.
Well, you're welcome.
Give Mr. John a big hug from me, and you guys are always in our prayers and will continue to be. Thank you again for taking time away for pouring into us tonight. Outstanding job. You are very welcome. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you go right ahead with your call.
Guys, just just a couple of quick things to wrap things up. Ms. Gardner did a phenomenal job. These calls are recorded, so check the team Facebook page over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, if you had team members that weren't on the call tonight, make sure they plug in and listen to that. Just some powerful, powerful nuggets that Ms. Gardner shared with us tonight. Also on the this week's email that you got over the weekend and today, the reminder email that's called the link. If you can get it on our team Facebook page, but you also the link to our breakout session, those tickets are at the bottom of tonight's call. So as we wrap up here, always put God first in your life, guys. Put your family second and Legal Shield third, and everything else will always take care of itself. God bless you all and have a phenomenal week.